This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
Good afternoon. It is a power half hour of episode 142. We will continue with part 3 of the Tibetan Book of Dead, the Four Light Rays of Wisdom, coming up in only moments away, right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast, for your transformational journey. Now you can get notified when Modern Spiritual Podcast launches something new within our community. You will be the first to get the note via text message. All you have to do is text the word Modern Spiritual, then text 22828 and reply. That's 22828. Text the word Modern Spiritual 22828. It is that fast and simple to get the note from Modern Spiritual Podcast. Data rates may apply depending on your cellular carrier network.
Now here's your host, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
It's Alchemy Coach Chip on this power half hour of this Saturday, and we're going to go on with Chapter 3. We're getting serious about the Tibetan Book of Death. This one's going to be the Four Light Rays of Wisdom. And what does this all mean? Well, if you've been following this since the first chapter, and we're going to continue on for the next couple of days until I think next Saturday with this, and it may continue on with some more. But it's awful long. They're about 30 minutes long. And you have to listen to them very closely, because I know that once you understand the light rays and the way this works from the time of your death, and as you go through those levels, the way people are, or the way people are treating you, you can look at these people and tell you what direction and what level they're going to end up being on. On the level of greed, on the level of desire, it's all hell. Anything below the white light, everything is still the line of hell. That's the way I look at it. And I can tell you that I'm not going to be like the 97% of people out there, lie, cheat, steal, in order to get whatever temporary is on this earth. Because it's not worth it. And when I'm out of this earthly thing, as we call it, I'm going directly into the white light, and no one's stopping me, and no one's going to follow me unless you're following the actual practices. And if you're doing that, then you will come into the white light, and I'll meet you there. Nobody follows one another through the lights. We've got a lot of great things coming up in the next couple of months because of Thanksgiving and Christmas, as well as the new year. But I can't tell you everything that's going to go on because I'll be here all day. So if you haven't went to our website, themodernspiritualpodcast.com, and signed up for our newsletter, well, then you guys are not going to listen to or hear what's going to come up. You're just going to figure it out, right? That's the way you want to work life? Well, I sure don't. I always want to be informed and get notified of things that are very important that are coming up, special shows that are coming up in the new year, and etc. But we've been listening to this whole stuff, and it sounds good to me. I'm going to ask you guys, do you really understand this stuff, and are you really ready? You know why? Because I'm sure ready. Are you ready? Yeah, I guess you are, right? Now let's get into it, and let's proceed. We're going to do a recap of Chapter 2 of where we left off, and then we'll go right into Chapter 3. Right here in the Modern Spiritual Podcast, on the power half hour of the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Here's a recap of yesterday's part 2 of the last episode of the Tibetan Book of Dead, Bardo of Becoming.
These 42 deities of the Sambhogakaya will emerge from within your own heart and appear before you. They are the pure form of your own projections, so recognize them. O child of noble family, those realms too do not exist anywhere else but lie in the four directions of your heart, with the center as fifth, and now they emerge from within your heart and appear before you. Those images too do not come from anywhere else, but are the primordial spontaneous play of your mind. So recognize them in this way. O child of noble family, those images are neither large nor small, but perfectly proportioned. They each have their own adornments, their costume, their color, their posture, their throne, and their symbol. They are spread out in five couples. Each of the five is encircled by a halo of the five colored lights. The whole mandala, the male and female deities of the families, will appear completely.
Now here's part 3 of the Tibetan Book of Dead, the Four Light Rays of Wisdom, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast for your transformational journey.
All at once. Recognize them, for they are your yidams. O child of noble family, from the heart of those Buddhas of the five families and their consorts, the light rays of the four wisdoms will each shine upon your heart very fine and clear, like sunbeams stretched out. First, the wisdom of the Dharmadhatu, a cloth of luminous white light rays, brilliant and terrifying, will shine upon your heart from the heart of Virochana. In this cloth of light rays, a sparkling white disc will appear, very clear and bright, like a mirror facing downwards, adorned with five discs like itself, ornamented with discs and smaller discs, so that it has no center or circumference. From the heart of Vajrasattva, on the luminous blue cloth of the mirror-like wisdom, will appear a blue disc like a turquoise bowl, face downwards, adorned with discs and smaller discs. From the heart of Ratnasambhava, on the luminous yellow cloth of the wisdom of equality, will appear a yellow disc like a golden bowl, face downwards, adorned with discs and smaller discs. From the heart of Amitabha, on the luminous red cloth of the wisdom of discrimination, will appear a sparkling red disc like a coral bowl, face downwards, shining with the deep light of wisdom, very clear and bright, adorned with five discs like itself, ornamented with discs and smaller discs, so that it has no center or circumference. They too will shine upon your heart. O child of noble family, these also have arisen out of the spontaneous play of your own mind. They have not come from anywhere else. So do not be attracted to them, do not fear them. But stay relaxed in a state free from thought. In that state, all the images and light rays will merge with you, and you will attain enlightenment. O child of noble family, the green light of action-accomplishing wisdom does not appear, because the energy of your wisdom is not yet fully matured. O child of noble family, this is called the experience of the four wisdoms combined, the passageway of Vajrasattva. At this time, remember your guru's previous teachings on the showing. If you remember the meaning of the showing, you will have faith in your earlier experiences, and so you will recognize them, like the meeting of mother and son, or like seeing old friends again. As though cutting off doubt, you will recognize your own projections and enter the pure, changeless path of the Dharmata. And through that faith, a continuous meditative state will arise, and you will dissolve into the great self-existing form of wisdom and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha who never falls back. O child of noble family, together with the wisdom lights, the lights of the impure, illusory six realms will shine. The soft white light of the gods, the soft red light of the jealous gods, the soft blue light of human beings, the soft green light of the animals, the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts, and the soft smoky light of hell beings. These six will shine together with the pure wisdom lights. At that moment, do not grasp or be attracted to any of them, but stay relaxed in a state free from thought. If you are afraid of the pure wisdom lights and attracted to the impure lights of the six realms, you will take on the body of a creature of the six realms, and you will grow weary, for there is never any escape from the great ocean of the misery of samsara. O child of noble family, if you have not been shown by a guru's instruction, you will be afraid of those images and pure wisdom lights, and attracted to the impure lights of samsara. Do not do so, but feel devotion to the pure wisdom lights, sharp and brilliant. Think with devotion. The light rays of the wisdom and compassion of the blessed ones, the Buddhas of the five families, have come to seize me with compassion. I take refuge in them. Do not be attracted to the lights of the six realms of illusion. Do not yearn for them. But say this inspiration prayer with intense, one-pointed concentration on the Buddhas of the five families and their consorts. When through the five poisons I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of the four wisdoms combined, may the conquerors, the five families, go before me, the consorts of the five families behind me. Save me from the light paths of the six impure realms. Help me to cross the Bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the five pure Buddha realms. By saying this inspiration prayer, the superior person recognizes his own projections and merging with non-duality becomes a Buddha. The average person recognizes himself through intense devotion and attains liberation. Even the inferior person prevents rebirth in the six realms by the purifying power of the prayer, and understanding the meaning of the four wisdoms combined, attains enlightenment by the passageway of Vajrasattva. By being shown clearly and precisely in this way, many sentient beings will recognize and be liberated. But some, such as inferior people in uncivilized places and wicked people who have no experience of Dharma at all, and those who have let their Samaya practice degenerate, are confused by their karma and do not recognize even when they are shown, but wander downwards. So on the seventh day, the Vidyadharas will come from the pure realm of space to invite them, and at the same time the light path of the animals produced from the emotion of ignorance will also meet them. At that time, to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the seventh day, a pure, many-colored light will shine in your unconscious mind, and the Vidyadharas will come from the pure realm of space to invite you. In the center of the mandala, filled with rainbow light, he who is called the unsurpassable, fully developed Vidyadhara, Lotus Lord of the Dance, will appear, his body bright with the five colors, embracing his consort, the Red Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the east of the mandala, he who is called the Vidyadhara, established in the stages, will appear, white in color, with a radiant smiling face, embracing his consort, the White Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and his skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the south of the mandala, he who is called the Lord of Life, Vidyadhara, will appear, yellow in color, with beautiful form, embracing his consort, the Yellow Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the west of the mandala, he who is called the Great Symbol, Vidyadhara, will appear, red in color, with a radiant smiling face, embracing his consort, the Red Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the north of the mandala, he who is called the Spontaneously Arisen, Vidyadhara, will appear, green in color, his expression both angry and smiling, embracing his consort, the Green Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. Beyond these Vidyadharas will appear countless crowds of Dakinis, Dakinis of the eight charnel grounds, Dakinis of the four families, Dakinis of the three worlds, Dakinis of the 10 directions, Dakinis of the 24 places of pilgrimage, male and female warriors and servants, and all the male and female protectors of Dharma, wearing the six bone ornaments with drums, thigh bone trumpets, skull drums, banners made from the skins of youths, canopies made from human skin, ribbons of human skin, and incense made from human flesh, with countless different kinds of musical instruments, filling all the regions of the universe so that they rock and tremble and shake, making all the instruments vibrate with music so as to split one's head, dancing various dances, they will come to invite those who have kept the Samaya practice and to punish those who have let it degenerate. O child of noble family, in the realm of the unconscious, the pure innate wisdom, shining with the five colored lights like colored threads twisted together, flashing, vibrating, shimmering, luminous and clear, sharp and terrifying, will come from the hearts of the five Vidyadhara lords and pierce your heart so that the eye cannot bear it. At the same time, the soft green light of the animals will also shine together with the wisdom light. At that time, under the influence of confusion caused by unconscious tendencies, you will be afraid and escape from the five-colored light, but you will be attracted to the soft light of the animals. At that moment, do not be afraid of the bright, sharp, five-colored light. Do not fear it, but recognize it as wisdom. From within the light, all the spontaneous sounds of the Dharma will come like the roar of a thousand thunderclaps. It rolls and thunders and resounds with war cries and the penetrating sound of wrathful mantras. Do not be afraid of it. Do not escape. Do not fear. Recognize it as the play of your mind, your own projection. Do not be attracted to the soft green light of the animals. Do not yearn for it. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the animal realm of ignorance and experience the extreme suffering of stupidity, dumbness, and slavery, from which there is no escape. So do not be attracted to it. Feel longing for the clear, bright light of the five colors, and concentrate one-pointedly on the blessed Vidyadharas, the divine teachers, thinking, these Vidyadharas with the warriors and Dakinis have come to invite me to the pure realm of space. Please all give thought to sentient beings like me who have not gathered merit and have not been caught. Although until today the light rays of compassion of so many deities of the five families of Buddhas of past, present and future reached out. Alas for one like me. Now all you Vidyadharas, do not let me go any lower than this, but grasp me with your hooks of compassion and pull me up quickly to the pure realm of space. With intense, one-pointed concentration, say this inspiration prayer. May the divine Vidyadharas think of me, and with great love lead me on the path. When through intense tendencies I wander in samsara on the luminous light path of the innate wisdom, may Vidyadharas and warriors go before me, their consorts the Dakinis behind me, help me to cross the Bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the pure realm of space. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, you will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of the divine Vidyadharas and be born in the pure realm of space. There is no doubt. All the types of spiritual friends too recognize as a result of this and are all liberated. Even those with bad unconscious tendencies are certainly liberated here. The end of the first part of the Great Liberation Through Hearing, showing the luminosity during the Bardo at the moment before death, and showing during the peaceful Bardo of the Dharmata. Iti Samaya Gya Gya Gya. Now it will be taught how the Bardo of the wrathful deities appears. Up to now there have been seven stages in the dangerous pathway of the Bardo of the peaceful deities. And by being shown at each of the stages, even if he has not recognized at one, he will have at another, and boundless attainments of liberation occur. But although many are liberated like this, sentient beings are great in number. Bad karma is very strong. The veils of error are heavy and thick. The unconscious tendencies last for a long time, and this cycle of confusion and ignorance neither wears out nor increases. So there are many who are not liberated, but wander downwards, although they have been shown accurately in this way. So then, after the meeting by the peaceful deities and the Vidyadharas and Dakinis is over, the 58 blazing, blood-drinking, wrathful deities will appear, transformed from the previous peaceful deities. But now they are not like they were before. This is the Bardo of the wrathful deities, so one is overpowered by intense fear and it becomes more difficult to recognize. The mind has no self-control and feels faint and dizzy, but if there is a little recognition, liberation is easy, because with the arising of overwhelming fear, the mind has no time to be distracted, and so it concentrates one-pointedly. If one does not meet with this kind of teaching now, even an ocean of learning will be of no use. At this point, even teachers who observe the monastic rule and great philosophers are confused and do not recognize, so they go on wandering in samsara. It is even more so for ordinary people. Escaping from the intense fear, they fall into the lower realms and suffer misery. But a tantric yogin, even if he is the lowest of the low, will recognize the blood-drinking deities as yidams as soon as he sees them, like meeting old friends, so he will trust them, and merging inseparably with them become a Buddha. The secret is that in the human world he visualized the forms of these blood-drinking deities and worshipped them, and even if he only looked at their images drawn in pictures or three-dimensional figures, and so on, he will recognize the forms appearing here and attain liberation. But however much effort the philosophers and teachers who observed the rule made in religious practice, and however clever they were at preaching the scriptures in the human world, when they die, there will not be any signs such as jewel-like relics, rainbows, and so on. While they were alive, they cast abuse at the tantras and could not accommodate them in their minds. They did not know the tantric deities, therefore they cannot recognize them when they appear in the Bardo either. Suddenly seeing something they have never seen before, they think of it as an enemy and feel aggression towards it, and as a result, they go to the lower realms. That is the reason why, however good those philosophers and observers of the rule were, since they did not practice the tantras, signs such as various kinds of jewel-like relics and rainbows do not occur among them. A follower of tantra, even if he is the lowest of the low, however coarsely he behaved in this world and however uncultured and unrefined he was, even if he was unable to practice the tantric teachings, just because he had faith in the tantras and did not have any doubt or disbelief, will attain liberation at this point. So although his behavior was unconventional in the human world, when he dies, at least one sign such as jewel-like relics or rainbows will appear. This is because this tantric teaching has very great power. Tantric yogins who are above average, who have meditated on the visualization and complete practices, and practice recitation of heart mantras and so on, need not wander so far down in the bardo of dharmata. But as soon as they stop breathing, the vidyadharas, warriors and dakinis, will invite them to the pure realm of space. As a sign of this, the sky clears and they dissolve into rainbow light, and rain of flowers, fragrance of incense, sounds of musical instruments in the air, light rays, jewel-like relics, and so on appear. These are the signs. Therefore, those philosophers and observers of the rule, followers of Tantra who have let their Samaya practice degenerate, and all ordinary people, have no means except this great liberation through hearing. Meditators who have practiced the great symbol and great completion meditations, and so on, will recognize the luminosity in the bardo of the moment before death, and reach the Dharmakaya, so it is absolutely unnecessary to read this great liberation through hearing. If they recognize the luminosity during the bardo of the moment before death, they will reach the Dharmakaya. If they recognize during the bardo of Dharmata, when the peaceful and wrathful deities appear, they will reach the Sambhogakaya. If they recognize during the bardo of becoming, they will reach the Nirmanakaya and be born in a better situation, where they will meet with this teaching, and since the results of actions continue into the next life, that is why this great liberation through hearing is a teaching which enlightens without meditation, a teaching which liberates just by being heard, a teaching which leads great sinners on the secret path, a teaching which severs ignorance in one moment, a profound teaching which gives perfect instantaneous enlightenment, so that sentient beings whom it has reached cannot possibly go to lower existences. Both it and the liberation through wearing should be read aloud, for the two combined are like a golden mandala inlaid with turquoise. Now that the great necessity of the liberation through hearing has been taught in this way, it will be shown how the bardo of the wrathful deities appears. Calling the dead person three times by name, one should say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. Although the bardo of the peaceful deities has already appeared, you did not recognize. So you have wandered further on to here. Now on the eighth day, the blood-drinking wrathful deities will appear. Recognize them without being distracted. O child of noble family, he who is called glorious great Buddha Haruka, will emerge from within your own brain and appear before you actually and clearly. His body is wine-colored, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one wine-colored. His body blazes like a mass of light. His nine eyes gaze into yours with a wrathful expression. His eyebrows are like flashes of lightning. His teeth gleam like copper. He laughs aloud with shouts of ah la la and ha ha and sends out loud whistling noises of shoo. His red gold hair flies upwards blazing. His heads are crowned with dried skulls and the sun and moon. His body is garlanded with black serpents and fresh skulls. His six hands hold a wheel in the first hand on the right, an axe in the middle, and a sword in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a plowshare in the middle, and a skull cap in the last. His consort Buddha, Prodishvari, embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. He sends out loud palatal sounds and roaring sounds of thunder. Flames of wisdom shoot out from between the blazing vajra hairs of his body. He stands on a throne supported by Garudas, with one pair of legs bent and the other stretched out. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really Blessed Virochana with his consort, so do not fear. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam and, merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha in the Sambhogakaya. But if he is afraid of it and escapes, and so does not recognize, then on the ninth day the blood-drinking manifestation of the Vajra family will come to invite him. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the ninth day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Vajra family, called Blessed Vajra Haruka, will emerge from the eastern quarter of your brain and appear before you. His body is dark blue in color, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one blue. His six hands hold a vajra in the first on the right, a skull cap in the middle, and an axe in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup in the middle, and a plowshare in the last. His consort Vajra Krodishvari embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck, and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really Blessed Vajrasattva with his consort, so have devotion. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam and, merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha in the Sambhogakaya. But if those whose karmic darkness is great are afraid of it and escape, and so do not recognize, then on the tenth day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Ratna family will come to invite them. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the tenth day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Ratna family, called Blessed Ratna Haruka, will appear before you from the southern quarter of your brain. His body is dark yellow in color, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one blazing dark yellow. His six hands hold a jewel in the first on the right, a trident bearing three human heads in the middle, and a club in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup in the middle, and a trident in the last. His consort, Ratna Krodishvari, embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really Blessed Ratnasambhava with his consort, so feel longing. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam and, merging inseparably with it, become a Buddha. But if, even after being shown like this, he is pulled back by evil unconscious tendencies and is afraid and escapes, and so does not recognize the Yidam, if even when he sees Yamantaka he does not recognize him, then on the 11th day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Padma family will come to invite him. So, to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the 11th day, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Padma family, called Blessed Padma Haruka, will emerge from the western quarter of your brain and appear before you clearly in union with his consort. His body is dark red in color, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one blue, and the center one dark red. His six hands hold a lotus in the first on the right, a trident bearing three human heads in the middle, and a rod in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup filled with blood in the middle, and a small drum in the last. His consort, Padma Krodishvari, embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. be joyful, and recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid, do not be terrified. He is really blessed Amitabha with his consort, so feel longing. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize it to be the Yidam, and merging inseparably with it become a Buddha. But if, even after being shown like this, he is pulled back by evil unconscious tendencies, and is afraid and escapes, and so cannot recognize the Yidam, then on the 12th day the blood-drinking manifestations of the Karma family will come, with the Gauris, Pishachis, and Yoginis, to invite him. If he does not recognize, he will be afraid, so to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. When the 12th day has come, the blood-drinking manifestation of the Karma family, called Blessed Karma Haruka, will emerge from the northern quarter of your brain and appear before you clearly in union with his consort. His body is dark green in color, with three heads, six arms, and four legs spread wide apart. The right face is white, the left one red, and the center one majestic, dark green. His six hands hold a sword in the first on the right, a trident bearing three human heads in the middle, and a rod in the last, a bell in the first on the left, a skull cup in the middle, and a plowshare in the last. His consort, Karma Krodishvari, embraces his body, with her right hand clasped around his neck and her left hand holding a skull full of blood to his mouth. Do not be afraid of him. Do not be terrified. Do not be bewildered. Recognize him as the form of your own mind. He is your Yidam, so do not be afraid. He is really blessed Amoghasiddhi with his consort, so feel intense devotion. Recognition and liberation are simultaneous. When this is said, he will recognize the Yidam and merging inseparably with it become a Buddha. Through the instructions of his guru, he will recognize them as his own projections, the play of the mind, and he will be liberated. It is just like seeing a stuffed lion, for instance. He feels very frightened if he does not know that it is really only a stuffed lion, but if someone shows him what it is, he is astonished and no longer afraid. So here too he feels terrified and bewildered when the blood-drinking deities appear with their huge bodies and thick limbs, filling the whole of space. But as soon as he is shown, he recognizes them as his own projections, or as Yidams, the luminosity on which he has meditated before, and the self-existing luminosity which arises later, mother and son, merge together, and like meeting a man he used to know very well, the self-liberating luminosity of his own mind spontaneously arises before him, and he is self-liberated. If he does not receive this showing, even a good person can turn back from here and wander in samsara. Then the eight wrathful Gauris and the Pishachis with various heads will emerge from within his own brain and appear before him. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words.
This is the end of this chapter 3 of the Four Light Rays of Wisdom, the Tibetan Book of Dead. Tune in on Monday's Morning Gratitude. Happy Pandemic Monday for part 4 of our mini-series, the Tibetan Book of Dead. Let us know how you are enjoying our programming. Give us a like and follow us and subscribe to Alchemy Coach Chip's YouTube channel, right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast for your transformational journey.
That's it for this Saturday's edition of the Power Half Hour of the Book of the Tibetan, chapter number 3. We're going to have chapter number 4 tomorrow, day after tomorrow. And these are very important to listen to if you don't practice them, so you don't get stuck in the lower realms of hell as you're moving up. And that's why a lot of times I meditated, and a lot of people have wrote to me and asked me when they meditated, well, they see ghosts and they see all kinds of eerie things on different plateaus. And these are some of the things that you will run into, and it depends on how you handle them and if you practice them. And then that's when you finally die, you won't have to go through the realms of those, because you already went through them, you know how to handle them, you know what to expect from them and of them. So you just go pretty much right into the rainbow body after the seventh day, which is it's a lot of work to get there, but it's really worth it if you see what the first two levels are. We've already seen that many people, just almost everybody, goes through. So I don't want to go through the hells of fire for cremation, nor be buried alive. I don't know what to say about that. Be buried, and, if there's any room left, right? But so did you learn anything from this? Because I sure did, and I learned a lot more from it from the other chapters as well. So did you learn anything from it? Tell me. We all did. So this is Alchemy Coach Chip. I'm leaving you for today until the next episode on Monday. And have a great day and a great evening wherever you are. And I will leave you with this meditation with Long-Term Memory by Joseph Bragg right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Now you can get notified when Modern Spiritual Podcast launches something new within our community. You will be the first to get the note via text message. All you have to do is text the word Modern Spiritual, then text 22828 and reply. That's 22828. Text the word Modern Spiritual, 22828. It is that fast and simple to get the note from Modern Spiritual Podcast. Data rates may apply depending on your cellular carrier network. Thank you.